Good morning, this is Eliza and Anissa with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, yellow pills in the shape of a teddy bear laced with synthetic opioids have caused a death in Queensland, initiating public health warnings regarding nitazenes. Last week, a public warning released by Queensland Health has notified Queenslanders on the dangers of these strong illicit drugs called nitazenes, described as very strong synthetic opioids that work like heroin or fentanyl and can produce life-threatening toxicity in small amounts. This health warning follows just weeks after the Queensland government has passed a law which prohibits pill testing, and the Australian Federal Police have previously said that other recreational drugs, such as MDMA or cocaine, could be laced with nitazenes.
On Monday, shortly after noon, a train driver was critically injured with leg and pelvic wounds after a cane locomotive and an AB double truck collided at the level crossing in Oakenden, south of Mackay. Rescuers from Queensland Fire Service cut the driver from the damaged cab. This marks the third derailment on Mackay Sugar's 850-kilometre network since September 29. Mackay Sugar temporarily shut the race course Cane Railway line but has since reopened it. General Manager of Operations Warren Waples urged the community to be cane train aware due to high road activity around harvesters and trains.
In national news, a pilot initiative in Western Australia will educate community members on the installation of generators to support mobile phone towers during emergencies. The part of the study, 80 locations around the Wheatbelt and Goldfields, will have automatic transfer units installed. According to DFES and Telstra, the program's co-funders, the residents may turn the units on in an emergency, eliminating the need to wait for a utility provider to arrive. The program has been touted as a solution to combat network outages by Regional Development Minister Don Punch. Being able to communicate quickly and effectively during an emergency is critical, he said. Automatic transfer units across the Wheatbelt and Goldfield will help secure essential mobile and communication services to support first responders and regional communities during network outages.
Corporate regulator ASIC has turned its sights to how super funds communicate with members about retirement. Today, launching a new review of practices of 12 superannuation funds. This comes after earlier this year, the ASIC highlighted failings in super funds' communications regarding death benefit claims. ASIC said it was concerned that many Australians may not have the information they need to make informed decisions about retirement, and that trustees are failing to adequately consider the needs of First Nations, vulnerable and culturally and linguistically diverse members. The review examines in detail how 12 super trustees, collectively responsible for more than 9.3 million superannuation member accounts and $1.14 trillion in member assets, perform in assisting members with maximizing, managing, and having flexible access to their retirement income. In international news, Mount Everest trekkers face extreme conditions after an unexpected heavy snowstorm during China's Golden Week, leaving over 200 people stranded on the Tibetan side at elevations above 4,900 meters. Chinese authorities and locals launched a massive rescue, helping around 580 hikers and support staff reach safety. One trekker described the storm as the most extreme weather I've ever faced, with tents buried in deep snow and trails dangerously slippery. The region is now closed to visitors, and neighboring countries also experience deadly floods and landslides from the severe weather.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 26 degrees. The fire danger is moderate. The UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Hey, just a warning that this next song has some coarse language in it. Tune out now.